Blog Talk Radio.
Earth to God, come in, God. I know you're there, hearing our prayers wherever you are. We need you now to send your love down. Take away the pain in your holy name. We ask this now. We need your light. We need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God. We're holding on, but not for long. Can you pull us all close to the Holy Ghost and keep us strong?
Check their account, what they said it was going to be, there it was.
And I tell the Lord, thank you, because I had written out some things, planned the money already, where it would go and who it would go to. And God is faithful. Paid them tithes and offering right off the top, plant my seed right off the top. Yeah. Didn't do nothing else but that. Then I was able to get groceries and household items, and now the rest go to wherever it's supposed to go. Yeah, God is faithful to us, and he's on our side. And some people didn't get it, but don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. God already know. And you may not get $1,400. But you may get 3,000. Our glory to his majesty. You may not get 1,400, but you may get 3,000. Hallelujah. Or more. God is good. And he's on our side. He know about the need in our lives. He know about the wants. He know about the bills. He know about the sickness. He know about everything that we're going through. And especially we communing and talking to him. Some things we may not tell him, but he already see. Before I pray for something, he already know. So we're grateful unto him this morning, and we're thankful. Want to say welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is March the 17th, 2021. We're 3 months and 17 days, thank you, Lord, into this new year. And God is faithful. He is faithful to us. Each day I see that. I see the number have gone up one more day. That's a blessing. Oh, yeah, it's a blessing unto me. And I'm grateful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen, today we're going to be talking about if God don't touch you, you touch God. If he does not touch you, then go ahead and touch him, please. It's all right today. Yeah. When I look back, I look back at the woman with the issue of blood. Do we remember her? I look back, and I went and read it again and looked at it. Zacchaeus up in the tree. It was so crowded, he couldn't get to Jesus, so he climbed the tree so he could call out to him. And the Lord heard him. Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house for dinner. Come on down. Hallelujah. The woman that washed Jesus' feet with her hair. The blind man that called out to him. See, sometimes we got to press to get it done. We got to press in to touch him. Sometimes we got to call out to him. Sometimes we got to cry to him. So that we can touch him. There are many days you may not feel nothing. You're just going about your day and you're not sure what's, you know, going on, or there are some desires and some things you've been thinking about, and you just need a touch. You just need to know the Lord is here today with me. Touch him. He didn't forget you. He's just not touching you today. Touch him. You can praise him and touch him, worship him and touch him. You can get in the word and touch him. When I think on Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, I can get a touch from God because I believe that. When I think on I'm the head and not the tail, I can get a touch from God right there. Who report are we believing today? That's real important. Whose report are we believing? Are we believing the report of the Lord? Are we believing our own report? Are we believing the report of the devil or what they said? You know, the doctor said, this one said. What are we believing today? I'm believing I can touch God. That's what I'm believing. And I'm going to touch him every chance I get because I need him. I need to feel his presence. That's not a more beautiful feeling than to feel the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Today I'm a little under the weather, the digestive acting up. Ah, yeah. But it's okay today because I'm going on in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, I am. No eating. Drink a little water. You'll be okay. Eat a little peppermint. You'll be all right. Yeah, until like Thursday, tomorrow. I have another appointment at 12 noon. And it's going to be all right. I just keep going in Jesus' name. Yeah, it's all right. Because, see, I know what's going on. If you eat wrong, it's going to reflect. It's going to flare up. It's going to show up. Because this is not what you're supposed to be eating. Yeah. See, because I've changed. I've aged. What I could eat at 20, I can't eat it at 64. And because of the dental problems, I don't chew properly. So that's what that is. It's not that, oh, her stomach done gone bad, she got cancer. Now, I know exactly what's going on. But some days I just do wrong. I'm honest about it. Some days I know better, but yet I do it. Yep, Panera Bread had a pizza over there, and I just had to taste it. And in tasting it, the girl going to tell me about the cinnamon roll. Well, now, I can have that, but just go and give it to me, and I'm going to eat a pinch off it. Then I want a second pinch. Yeah, you see. So I already know what's wrong. So you pay for what you do in this life. And I'm good. I promise you, I am good. If I had to run a marathon right now, I believe I could go ahead and run it. Yeah. But I can feel it. You know, I know it's indigestion. I know what it is here. Yeah. But it's okay today. I'm going on in Jesus. I'm going to obey him at any cost. Yeah. It don't matter. I got to do what I'm supposed to do and be happy about doing it. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Don't mama. Don't whimper. Go on in Jesus. He got me. Yeah. And so it's all right today. So we're talking about, if God don't touch you, excuse me, you touch him. Yeah, you can touch him. And let me tell you, it's a beautiful thing to touch him. Yeah. I have been praying, and I could feel the presence. I touched him through the prayer. He heard and he knew I was praying from a sincere heart. He touched me. Then let me, hey, glory, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, to let me know I hear you and I see what you're praying for. And it's not a selfish prayer, but it's a prayer that pleases me. It's a prayer that I can accept. And what you're saying concerning my people, you mean that, Barbara. And he touched me. Yeah, lay hands on my shoulders. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can feel I can feel the presence of him right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, if he does not touch you, you touch him. One way I really want to touch him is with my life, the way I live daily. I don't want to play no games. I don't want it to be about the flesh. I want it to be about the Spirit of God, that I can obey him and touch God. I touch the Father, hallelujah, with the way I live daily. I come out of my flesh and come into his Spirit so that he can be pleased, so that the things I'm doing he can accept. Yeah. And I've learned over the years to accept what he allows. Sometimes I don't like it, but because I don't like it don't mean I won't accept it. Hallelujah. I know better. And so if he don't touch you, go ahead and touch him. It's okay today. You feel down, you got bad news, you're feeling some type of way because something happened that's out of your control, touch God. Get you a good hot praise song. Even think back on the goodness of it. Lord, if you did that back then, I know you'll do this today for me. I patiently wait on you because that's all I can do. All I can do is wait until you come. Because you taught me to wait upon you. Wait upon the Lord. Be of a good cheer. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So all I can do is wait on you. You said to trust you with all my heart. Not some of it, not with my thoughts, but to trust you with all my heart and lean not to mine own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge you, and you're going to direct my path. You teach me, you taught me, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear me and depart from evil. And that's what I want to do today, because I want to touch you. And God, I want you to touch me back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God. What an almighty God. What a powerful God. The God that have all power. There's no higher power. We can search all over. We still won't find nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. That's the honest truth. That is the honest truth. He is the greatest God I've ever known. I've heard of other gods. I don't really know about them. But I do know he is the greatest God. I don't know a God that looked beyond my fault and yet meet my needs. I don't know another one. I don't know a God that in the midnight hour when I need him, he's there. Speaking to me, comforting me. Saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sharing things like, who report you're going to believe? My report say you healed and you healed and you got the victory. I made you the head and not the tail. I made you above and not beneath. Listen to me. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror through my son, Christ Jesus, that loved you. He'll do all of this in the midnight. The word will begin to just come up in you. His word will begin to come up in you so that you can be comforted in the midnight hour. Comforted in the midnight hour. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, we're going to pray. We're going to one more song of the morning. And we're coming back with... If God don't touch you, touch him scriptures. Yeah, we're coming back with the scriptures. St. Patrick's Day, Brother Louis. You got green on over there. You eating corned beef and cabbage. Or you made the soda bread. What you doing over there, Louis? Because I ain't do nothing for it. Not a thing. But I would like to have some corned beef and cabbage, but I'm just not able to cook it today. I won't be able to do it. Yeah, I don't feel like it. Yeah, but we thank God. We thank God. So listen, we're going to pray the prayer of faith and come back with a song and the scriptures for the morning. And we're going to talk about if God don't touch you, you touch him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, that we're clothed in our right minds. We have the use and activity of our limbs. Our life, health, and strength because of you. Father, you did not forget us this morning. You yet touched us with your thing of love and woke us up. We're grateful unto you this day. We appreciate you. And, Father, we love you. For there's none like you. You're Almighty God who have all power. You're Jehovah God. You're here, there, and everywhere. Your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Your word is true this morning, Father, and we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We know that we are humans, and God, we're in the earth, and things go on, and sometimes we're so hurt, and sometimes we're disturbed, but we know that you're on our side today. We know that you are for us, and your word says, if you be for us, you're more than. The whole world against us. We need you to move this morning for every calling, every listener, every household represented. Father, for those coming through the archives and the podcasts, we need you to move for us today in a mighty way. We need you to bring comfort to us, bring joy, peace, and happiness. And let no calamity come nigh our dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we are asking you this morning. We need you today, Father. We can't make it. We can't make it without you. And your people sometimes have a heavy heart, heavy burdens, but you say, come unto you, all that are burdened and heavy laden, and it's you that will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the unexpected blessing. We thank you, God, for opening doors with this country and blessing us, Lord, that we didn't even know was coming as quick. We heard about it, but we wasn't sure. But God, you made a way, and we thank you today. We thank you for every family you blessed. Lord, they can pay bills. They can continue to live. They can continue to have a roof over their head and the things that they need. We thank you this morning. Thank you for food, clothes, and shelter. Father, we thank you for finance. Thank you for transportation. Oh, we thank you for all you've done, great and mighty things. And you said that Lord, take no thought about what we're wearing or eating and all of this, because you take good care of the birds and the lilies of the field, and we are more important than they are. So help us today to trust you. Help us to have faith, believe your word, and walk according in the name of Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that this word that's coming forth today teach us how to touch you. Help us how to expect from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not from the job, not from the government and no one else, but expect from you. For you are our all in all. You're all we have. And without you, we can do nothing. We come before you this morning, casting our cares upon you, for you careth for us. We're remembering these things, these great and precious promises. Father, we're remembering the small things today. We ask that you would lead and guide us in the right path today for your name's sake. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow is not promised. But, Father, we are here today, standing in the need of you. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are sick. Touch and heal today in the name of Jesus. Father, you heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. You're yet the God that healeth thee. Or do it this morning for your people in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless those that are incarcerated, Father. And bless their families today. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families, oh God. Ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people everywhere, preachers, preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel today, God. They stand in the need of you. Pour out your blessings and miracles upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would prosper Jerusalem like never before. Bring all that they need and more today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our brothers and sisters in Pakistan, Africa, everywhere, Canada, everywhere today, overseas, O God, Russia, China. God, move by your spirit for these your people this morning in the name of Jesus. For we all stand in the need of you. Again this morning, Father, without you, we can do nothing. We need you to move for us today in the name of Jesus. Ask this morning that you would bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Feed us here until we want no more. Speak to us today, O God. We want to hear from heaven. We want to hear from you. For we know that you won't withhold no good thing from us. And all things must work together for our good. Not only did you call us, but many of us you chose us. And we love you this morning. Help us today, Father, to follow you in the name of Jesus. We've decided to follow Jesus. Help us today, God, to do just that. To follow your Son as he lead and guide us even the more to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, those that stand in the need of finance, open every door. Lord, those that wasn't able to get the $1,400, yet they need it. Lord, we ask that you would release $3,000 to them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Ah, Hey, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. We thank you for doing it today, God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know the very intent of our hearts today. And, Lord, we know that you're able, so we trust you, Lord, and we give it all to you. We leave it on the altar, and we walk it away in the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Thank you this morning, Father. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, grateful unto you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be today, today, today? Where would I be? Hallelujah. I'm so thankful unto him. I'm thankful that when I mess up, he's right there. I'm thankful that when I don't even think right, he's right there. Hallelujah. And he's not there to condemn me. He's not there to curse me. He's not there to kill me. He's not there to wipe me away. But he looks beyond what I've done because of his love for me. I don't know if anybody ever, well, let's put it this way. Those that are married or you've been married, when your spouse messed up many times, you didn't beat them up. Now, some things you would have got on to them for, but some things they messed up and you said, okay, well, you know this, that, and this, and that. So it's okay. It's going to be all right. Huh? They almost shaking in their boots because they feel like when I tell her or him this, it's time for a divorce. But you go on and you share. And they say, yeah, because, and they know what happened. Sometimes you tell them something and they get angry and they stay angry a couple of days, look like. But all of a sudden you come in the house and say something and then they begin to talk back to you like they love you again. Like they could stop overnight, you know. But they're talking, you know, the talk of love to you again, you know, nice and pleasant. And God do more than this for us. We mess up, he don't destroy us. He give us a chance. We say things wrong, God yet bless us. We can do some wrong things. I look at Peter with Jesus. I look at Peter after Jesus. I look at when they came to the garden to arrest Jesus, Peter cut the soldier's ear off. He knew Jesus was not a violent God. And he told Peter, Peter, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. He was trying to get them to understand, I got a heavy burden on me. I need y'all to pray with me for an hour. Just 1 hour. Can you pray with me? They couldn't do it. They didn't know how to lean and depend on the Spirit of God. And to get in the Spirit would have kept them woke as longer than he needed them to. Yeah, but God, he yet allowed Jesus to go on and bear this burden that he had to bear. And believe it or not, Jesus was willing. He was willing because he wanted to please the Father. But the heaviness of it, that's like losing a loved one. You understand, you don't hate God, you don't hate nobody, even if somebody murdered them, you don't hate them. But what it is this, it's a heavy cross to bear. They're gone, I'll never see them again. You took them away. They could have lived longer, but you decided to murder them. But it don't stop your loving God. It don't stop you being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. It don't stop your world. It's a burden that you have to bear. Must Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? No, 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 no. There is a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. And Lord, we want you to stir up the gifts in us. We want you to stir up our hearts and minds so that we can think right, so that this sound mind that you've given to us, we will activate it and walk in a sound mind unto you. We're not thinking like the world. We're not comparing ourselves to the world. We're not comparing ourselves to others. We're not even thinking about being like other people. You made us who we are, individually, unique, one of a kind. Help us to be us. Do you know that's why a lot of people like you? Because you are you. They don't like you because you act like Martin Lawrence. They don't like you because you act like Patti LaBelle. They like you because you are an individual who God made unique and special. You're not like nobody else. I got friends I've had for years. They like me because I'm plain and simple. Down to earth, never change. You catch me on Monday, I'm this way. When you catch me on Friday, I'm the same way. I may do things different. I may purchase some different things. But Barbara is the same. And I don't like people who hurt other people. I don't like people that's when they down, other people kicking them. I don't like that. Woo! Mm-mm. But God give us patience. He blesses us to have patience. And many times you'll see some things that just look like it's grinding your heart, but you'll have the patience to wait on God. And for me, in a few days, the Lord has come in and done something to help, to stop it even. But if he don't touch you, I need you to touch him. I need us to become a spiritual people that remember God all the time. Because guess what you're doing? You're building a home with him forever. Did you know that? When you think on the goodness of him, when you keep him first, when you have patience to wait on him, when you give him praise, when you worship him, when you remember him, when you quote his word, when you remember what his word says, you're building a home with him. You're not leaning to your own understanding. What you're doing is remembering God. Now, if you go on and acknowledge him, if you go on and pray, go on and commune and fellowship with him, he's going to speak to your spirit and direct your path. You may not even know the path is right there because you don't see nothing. But the path is right there, and he'll show you. Hey, Barbara, okay, on that right there, I need you to call Southeast Toyota and ask them about the battery that go in your remote control. And when you get there, they put a new battery in the remote control. The battery costs $8. They say no charge. Oh, that one free for you. You may need somebody to do some repairs at your house. You don't know really who to call. And in talking to someone, they refer someone to you. Oh, you know what? I had that same problem. Call John Brown. Here is this number. And when John Brown come over to repair that, he go beyond the call of duty. This is the kind of God we have if we lean and depend on him, if we trust him and believe. And don't let this world and its ways and what people say and what they're doing consume us. Men that are married, don't let what this world putting out here come into your marriage. It's you and your husband. It's you and your wife. Y'all go on and love one another. Do the right thing by one another. God got huge things for you as a couple. Huge things for you as a couple. Yeah. He said in his word, a man that findeth a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. And this is how he obtained that favor with God, that he loved his wife as he loved himself. Wives, obey your husband in the Lord. According to God's word, love your husband. If he's telling you the right thing, do it. Don't tell me I don't need no daddy. No, you don't need one. You should have a heavenly father. And be careful. Because sometimes I know we'll think, well, this is my husband. I can tell him this. I can do that. I can say that. If you got a praying husband, you want to be careful with all of that. Even an unsaved husband. And you say, be careful. God made the man the head. I promise you. I don't have no reason to lie. Well, see, I'm just as important as him. I'm his equal. That is true. He made the man the head, like Christ is the head of the church, and died for it. Just memory stuff, just reminders. But sometimes that flesh will rear up. Who he think he talking to? I'll knock him out in here. Yeah, all of this. He ain't knocking nothing out. He a man, and any time he want to knock you out, he can. Yeah. And then sometimes we think, well, see, I got to let him know I'm not weak like these other women, but the word said you're the weaker vessel. Now, I didn't say it. So no need in holding it against me. Yeah. You got to talk to God about what he said. I just believe what he said, and I know it's true. But we can touch God. Even in your marriage, you can touch God by obeying his word towards your wife, towards your husband. You can have better children by obeying God's word. You can touch him. Train up the child in the way he should go. When he get old, he won't depart. Bend the sapling while he's young. Parents, don't provoke your children to wrath. Do you know you got to do right by them children like you're expecting them to obey you and do right by you? You got to treat them right. He said, don't provoke them to wrath. Now, that's what he said. Once my children got full grown, even today, I'm not the one. Now, you're not going to stand up and disrespect me in my face. We'll go ahead on and, you know, bust a move. If you want to bust a move, I ain't never been scared. I'll bust a move with you now. But when they got a certain age, it's the way I talk to them. I can't command them like I did. And so, hey, go get that bathroom clean like I asked you to do. And I'm on my way to the bathroom to watch you to make sure it's done properly. Or, hey, I forgot the rugs in the bathroom. Bring me those rugs down here so I can put them in the washing machine. That's when they was children. Now that they're adults, it goes like this. Look here, AL. These pennies you throwing everywhere, I don't throw the pennies away. Give them to your mama, please. And he's like, oh, you saving pennies? I said, yeah. Well, he go and get me a whole jar full of pennies. Then one of his spiritual children, she come out the door and she start picking up all the pennies. Put them in the jar so that I can collect them all. But if I would have said, you around here throwing away pennies, are you crazy? I saved them pennies. Don't you throw another penny away. Let me tell you, he probably would have looked at me and said, okay, Ma, and went on back in the house. Never brought me a jar of pennies, never sent nobody out there to pick the pennies up all from around his car, off the ground, in front of the door, on the side of the house. Because when he get out his truck, he just throw the pennies out. I says, he crazy to myself. So we can't provoke our children to wrath either. Got to be careful. And there's days when mine don't want to hear, then I have to shut up and pray. They grown. Yeah, they got to bear their own cross. I'm trying to tell you some things that will help bearing your cross easier, and it'll keep me from hurting too. But if you don't want to hear that, I got to let you bear your own cross. I'm praying for you. That's all I can do, and I keep it moving. Hallelujah. We got to go to one more song of the morning, and then we're coming in with our scripture reading, and we're coming in to talk about if God does not touch you, you touch him. This morning, Jerry, I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
It was meant to kill me. intend to destroy me. And I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, 'cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. Yeah. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me. Yep. And I thought that I thought that it should, 'cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go.
Left, but he didn't destroy me, he didn't kill me, he didn't allow allow anything to happen to me. He yet kept me. He yet provided for me. Hallelujah. He yet loved me, and I thank him this day. So listen, our first scripture, we're looking at Matthew's, the 9th chapter, and we're looking at the 20th verse. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 20 through 22. And this is what it said, what it says. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. That faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. She was made whole from that hour. He didn't touch her. Are you understanding? She pressed in. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. I'm not calling him and asking him to heal me. I'm not doing any of that. I'm pressing in to touch him because he's right here right now. And while I got the opportunity and can touch him, I'm going to touch that garment. I may not be able to touch his hand. Hey, glory to his majesty. I may not be able to touch his feet, his finger, a toe, but I can get the garment. Just let me touch the garment and I'll be made whole. We have to make up our mind that when I don't feel God, I got to touch him. He's not touching me. I got to touch God. I know that he's here right now. And while he's here right now, I'm going to touch him and be made whole. And if I don't touch him, just touch his garment. Then just touch his word. Woo, just touch prayer. And I know I'll be made whole. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be healed. But I got to touch him when he don't touch me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God because we can touch him. Yeah, if he don't touch us, we can touch him. And I'm grateful unto him this morning for the touch. Hallelujah. If we look at Luke chapter 7, and we're looking at Luke chapter 7, chapter 7, verses 30 through verse 50. So we're going over to Luke. I got to get there. Y'all bear with me here. I'm going to Luke chapter 7, verse 30. Is where we're going to start. And this is what it says. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And you say he has the devil. The Son of Man come eating and drinking. And you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibbler, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. Listen, they're going to say things about you. They're going to say you don't have God. They may even tell you you can't touch God. They may tell you he's too holy for you. Or there's going to be a bunch that they say. But if you try him for yourself, if you touch and see for yourself that God is good. It's already all right. In Jesus' name. Yeah, it's already all right. Because they're going to say a lot. We're going to have all of this to contend with. Yeah. Yeah. So look. Let's see where we at now. I think we at Luke 7. Luke 7 and 10. Let's take a look at that. And they that were sent returning to the house found a servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And it came, and he came and touched the brow, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Look, sometime God will touch you. Sometime he will come to you. You're not reaching out to him. Matter of fact, you forgot to pray. You forgot to read your scripture of the day. You forgot this person was in dire strait and you could have helped them, but you forgot that you could. But the young man had died. And they come out. They was returning from the house. And found a servant whole. No, I'm sorry. And it came to pass, and that's the line service making all that noise. Y'all forgive me. And it came to pass the day after that, he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and much people. So he had plenty of followers. And the ones he had chosen was there with him. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widower, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, look what he did. He had compassion on her. She didn't touch him. He came and had compassion on her, and that's what he does. Many days, he will come and have compassion on us. Sometime he will touch us. He will turn our evil into good. But today, we yet have the opportunity. If we don't fear him, we have the opportunity to touch him. Yeah. We have the opportunity to touch God. Touch him through prayer. Yeah. In many ways, we can touch him. And I thank God this morning that I'm able to touch him. I want to look over at Luke 19, starting at chapter 1. Y'all bear with me here. I'm on the computer and I have to get to it. Luke 19, starting at verse 1. If God don't touch you, if he does not touch you, you touch him. Yeah, you can touch him today. And you're able to feel his presence. You know you touched him because you feel the presence of the Lord. It's like no other feeling. Yeah. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Oh, look here. Jesus is coming your way today. And if you want to touch him, now is that time. While he's coming, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You can touch him right now, and he will touch you back. It says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little in stature, and ran before and climbed up into a tree, into a sycamore tree, to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at the house. Now look what happened now. He made sure that God could see him. He made sure Jesus could see him. He got up in a tree. He made sure he could see Jesus because he knew Jesus was coming that way. Are we making sure we can see him when he come our way? What are we doing to make sure that he see us while he's coming our way? Are we praying? Are we helping others? Are we spreading the good news of him? Are we really in love with him and love him? Are we for him today? 100%. 99.5, it just won't do. And look, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. This was the rich man, the head publican now. And when they saw it, they all murmured, here they go, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. That's who he hung out with, publicans and sinners. Because hanging out with publicans and sinners, once they got with Jesus, they were no longer that. They could not remain the same. Yeah, they couldn't remain the same. Why is that, Barbara? Anybody that meet Jesus, you're going to change. Yeah. They will no longer be that same person that they used to be. It's impossible to meet him and remain the same. So he was getting with God for himself. These other people, they didn't know what Zacchaeus needed. These other folks talking about you, and they don't know what you need. Them church members, they don't know what you need. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. You can't meet Jesus and stay the same. If you meet him, you're going to confess. If you meet him, you're going to tell him the truth. Oh, look at here this morning. You can't hide nothing else. You met the real thing. You met the one who God sent for you to set you free, to save you. Yeah. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to your house, to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The rich man, the head publican. Salvation done come to your house. You got in a position where God could see you. He's coming your way. There may be other things in your way. The house payment due, overdue. The car payment overdue. You sick in your body. All these things is in the way. It's so much done come, it's looking like you can barely see Jesus. You got to get up in a place where you can see him because he's coming your way. And when he come your way, he going to call out to you, come down. Hey, today is your day. Today I'm going to fix it all for you. Come on down, come on down. Salvation has come to your house, for as much as He also is the son of Abraham. Look here. You're the daughter. You're the son of my father. And the day is salvation come for you. I come seeking that which, to seek that which is lost. I come to seek and to save. I was looking for you. I was looking for you to tell you this. I got this under control. I just need you to trust me. I got this under control. I just need you to have faith just the size of a mustard seed. That's all. I just need you to believe the day I'm going to do it for you. Let it go. Walk away from it. Trust me. Give it to me. I can do more than you ever could with it. The little short man. The crowd was all around him. He couldn't see. Bills all around you. You can't find a job. If you got one, they threatening you on the job. Your kids acting up. The devil done sent stuff out your path. All kind of stuff is around you. You can barely see Jesus. But you got to get on up high enough that you can see him. He's coming your way. And when he come your way, he's going to take care of it all. All in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you today. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Because, see, they always had a problem. Church folks, you know, them scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, and them publicans, they just was something deep. I believe them publicans was a little bit more than sinners. They went beyond the call of doing wrong and doing things their way. But if we come to Jesus, they can be anything they want. They can do anything they want. With Jesus on my side, things will work out right. I'm going to make it. Oh, it looks like I won't. Yeah. It looks like I won't make it. But I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am going to make it. Yeah. So look, we're back at Luke 7 and 36. Look like mine say something else. I got to make sure I'm at Luke 7. And yeah, Luke 7, chapter 7, verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat this Jesus. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, y'all said she was a what? She was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. She didn't wait for Jesus to come and save her. She went to where she knew he was going to be. She went to the spot where she knew Jesus was going to be dwelling, and she was behind him and began to cry. Tears began to fall out of her eyes. Now, to wash his feet, she had to do some crying. There had to be some water coming out of her eyes. And she washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and kissed his feet, the sinner woman they said she was, and anointed them with the ointment. I told you, If you ever come in contact with Jesus, you cannot remain the same. Don't let nobody fool you. I done heard him give the testimony. I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I'm running on for Jesus and cuss their husband out. Skirt down to the ground, head tied up, can't see nothing look like but their eyes, and I cuss their husband out right now. Treat him like a dog. But if you meet Jesus, you cannot remain the same. This woman went in and touched him. Don't say nothing about him touching her. She found out where he was going to be residing. Is he residing in your secret closet? Is he residing in your heart today? Is he residing in your mind? Never mind that church building, them church folks. Where is Jesus in your life? Are you touching him? It appears he's not touching you, so you make it a point of touching him. You find him. You go to where you know he resides, where he's going to dwell, where he's going to be. Well, I heard he was over there, Jesus, in the morning. I'm going over there. I heard he'd be over there at Freedom Doors. I'm going over there. I heard he'd be over at the Life Church. I'm going over there. Wherever he's at, I can go. Because I got some things I need him to fix in me. I'm not loving folk in the way that I should. I have an attitude problem. I still got some evil in me. I still got some days I wake up and I wake up angry. I still haven't forgiven plenty of folk that done did me wrong. If he don't touch you, touch him. If you don't feel like he has forgiven you, repent again. Repent until you feel that God has forgiven you. Because some people, they don't quite believe it. They don't think that when they went to the altar and said, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me of my sins. Lord, I know I've been doing wrong. I know I'm a sinner. Some people get deep with it because they really want it and they want God to know that they know what they've been doing. Lord, I've been smoking weed. I've been laying with somebody's husband. I've been laying with folk I ain't married to. I've been going to the witch doctor. I've been burning camp. Whatever the case is, some people spill it all out to him. And Lord, I ask you to clean me up today. Forgive me for my sins. Clean me up. Come into my heart and live forever. I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe you so loved the world you sent him. That's what the preacher said, and I believe it. Save me today, God. Yeah, they get deep with it. They don't confess at the altar, and they believe it in their heart that Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead. Now they out telling everybody, oh, I got saved Sunday over there at the church. But some folk went down there and got them a form of godliness. That's all they got. They got converted. They got a form of godliness, and they denying still today the power thereof of God. Yeah. 39 says, when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake unto himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. God done forgave the woman. Jesus knew who she was. She was behind him crying, and I'll soon. She was crying from a sincere heart. I mean, a lot of tears. Godly sorry for her sins. They couldn't see that. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house and gavest me water. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Do you see this here? The sinner woman came from a sincere heart to God, standing behind him crying and repenting in silence from her heart, not from her lips, but from her heart. And God told them that was supposed to be upright in all of that. I come in here. Nobody gave me no water to wash my feet. Nobody anointed my feet. Nobody kissed my feet. This woman has not ceased from, she didn't stop doing it. She didn't stop kissing and washing and anointing my feet with this expensive oil. That's just like folks. That's what folks would do. You trying to reach out to God for, oh, it don't take all that. Oh, I can't be part of that. Well, go on with your bad self. Go on, because I'm going to stay right here at his feet. I'm going to keep washing his feet with my tears and drying them with my hair. I'm going to keep anointing his feet with the oil. I'm going to keep kissing his feet. I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to wait on God until he deliver me. He didn't touch me. I had to find him and touch him. And I'm so glad he made me available. He made himself available that I could find him. And now that I found him, I want him to know how sorry I am for all the wrong I've done. I want him to know that I love him and I will serve him and obey him at any cost. He didn't touch this woman. This woman found him and touched him. She heard where he was going to eat this food. He was going to have a meal. And she went over there. Somebody have said, today is my day. I'm going to keep the faith. Today is my day for me. Oh, America. I've been going through this for years. I've been sick in my body for years. I've been without no money for years. I've been wanting me a house for years. I want me a new car for years. I wanted that job over there for years. I wanted my children to grow up and be good people. I want them to go to college. I've been wanting this for them for years. But today I found out where God was. And I went on over there. And when I got there, I couldn't help but repent. I couldn't help. I couldn't even move my lips. My heart was doing all the speaking. But he heard my heart. He forgave me and he made me whole. Do we see these people touching God? These people are touching God. The sinner woman touched God and was blessed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I got one more I'm going to. Luke 18:38-40. Luke chapter 18. And I'm getting there. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 38-40. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So look, we're going to look at 37. Well, let's go up a little bit to 36, Luke 18 and 36. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes. Well, I got to go up a little bit more. Let's look at 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Because look, them church folks, your family, sometimes friends, sometimes people you meet in passing, they going to tell you to shut up. Don't say all that in church. Don't yell out in church like that. This how it's done. They're going to give you church etiquettes and church protocol. Yeah. They're going to try to stop you from crying out to God, that son of David. They're going to try and stop you from reaching and touching the Savior. This man paid that no attention. He yet cried out the more. Have mercy on me. Yeah. That son of David, have mercy on me. He cried much more, louder, louder. The more they told him to shut up, don't do that. That ain't the way we do it. He got louder. I'm blind. I want to see. I don't know what you are. But I'm trying to see, and this man is coming by. He's the one that can make me whole. He's the one that can restore my sight or give me sight. And if I don't cry out loud, he can't hear me. He didn't come to touch me. I got to touch him. Y'all back up out my way because I got to touch Jesus this morning. You can bring the bills. You can tell me what people said about me. Yeah, the children don't treat me right. My husband got some kind of attitude. My wife got some kind of attitude today. The people on the job, they done lost their mind. But back up. I got to go to Jesus this morning. I got to see him. I need all of these things fixed. I can't fix them. He's the one that can do it. He didn't come to touch me, but today I'm reaching out to him. I'm touching him. Yeah, and we can do all of this. We can cry out to him. We can touch him. Yeah. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. So look. He gave his sight to him. He said that thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Well, y'all wasn't praising him a few minutes ago. Y'all was trying to stop him from getting his blessing. But look at these people. Each one of them reached out to God. Each one of them reached out to his son. And each one of them that reached out to him, he saved them. Each one of them reached out to them, he healed them. Whatever was wrong. Even a woman that was a sinner, I know they probably said, oh, she a prostitute. Oh, she a whore. Oh, she this and that and that. And you know how they do. You know how they do it. But the scripture says, the first one without sin cast the first stone. I didn't say it now, so you can't hold it against me. But the scripture said, in loving kindness have I drawn thee. The scripture said, when you go in your secret closet and pray, your father would see it in secret, will reward you openly. That's what he said, not me. I just believe what he said. And because I believe it, I'm repeating it. But today, if God does not touch you, if he does not touch you, you touch him. Cry to the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Even look at this, John 10:10. In that ending part down there, he said, is Jesus come? He the one that come that we might have life and have it more abundant. He said that the devil, he come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come. He already came. And he want us to have life and have it more abundantly. Well, how can I got to touch him. As often as I can, I need to touch him. When you think on his goodness, you touching him. When you remember, you touching him. When you pray the prayer of faith, you touching him. When you give your neighbor, who is your neighbor? Anybody you come in contact with. If they're in some kind of need and you got it and you give to him or her, you touching God. When you bless somebody else's child, you touching God. When you become unselfish and become a cheerful giver, you touching God. You don't have no motive behind what you're doing, no more than God told me to do this. I believe this will please the Lord. I believe this is what he wants me to do. You touching him, and guess what? You can touch him with your praise. When the praises go up, the blessings of God come down. Why, you touched him. When you give unto the least of these, you've given unto me. How is that? You touch me. When you give unto the poor, you're lending unto me. Touch me because you gave to someone who had nothing. You didn't look down on them. You didn't expect nothing back from them. You will never see that person again. So you gave to them, but you lend unto the Lord. And he pay his bills and pay his bills on time. Thank you, Brother Lewis. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But we want to get there. We want to touch God as often as we possibly can. Because in touching him, he's going to save you from something. We go in that secret closet and pray, Lord, on the child. God, you know my heart and you see the way they doing me, Lord. Lord, I don't know no more to do than to come to you, but God, they don't know what they're doing. Bless them, God. Bless them and get deep with it. Bless their families, Lord. Remember their children. God, let the children be trained in the way that they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from it. We're not in the secret closet talking about, Lord, you see what John the supervisor did? Kill him today, Lord, kill him. No, we're not in there like that. And let all his children die. No, we don't go there like that. Yeah. We go with compassion. Because what I often think about, what if it was me and I was messed up? I'm talking about I was messed up to the place where I'm just doing all kind of evil and crazy things. The enemy got my mind. I done come against you, and you the man, the woman of God. I don't mean you're a preacher. I mean you saved. You got his spirit living in you. You're not going to condemn him and wish death and doom on him. You're going to pray for him. Because what if that was me? Because if we act like it, nothing can bad can be us. Only the good can be us. What if you didn't have no hair? What if your hair was falling out? And not from chemo, but your hair was falling out. How would you want to be treated? Treat that person with the hair falling out the same way you want to be treated. That's all you got to do. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Do for them what you want done for you. I told Sister Barbara my light bill was due. She ain't say nothing back. I didn't ask her could she help me pay it. I told her. And I think if you told me, my response should be, how much is it? And once you tell me how much you need, I can tell you whether or not I have it or not. And if I don't have it, then we're going to pray about it. Because God is not using me to pay it, but he's going to make a way for somebody else. He's going to use something or someone else to get it done for you because we prayed about it. I'm not the vessel he's using. I talked to a lady yesterday. She's in dire straits. And the Lord told me what could happen if they do these things, and I mentioned it to her, and she didn't ask me for nothing. But God showed me, and after I hung the phone up, I immediately went to praying for her and her family. Yeah. We do this. This is the things we do. I know what prayer can do. I've seen what prayer has done. I'm here this morning able to talk to you because of prayer. And all of that burning and whatever that was going on, choking me, that's gone. Thank you, Jesus. I know what prayer can do. Heal the sick. Prayer will raise the dead. If we got the faith the size of a mustard seed, I can tell the mountain to go out to the sea. It's got to go. I can tell whatever I don't want, get on out of here. You got to go because I believe by faith you leaving right now. By faith, I want to travel somewhere and I don't have the money, but I believe I'm going. And any mountain that's in my way, by faith I'm believing I'm going. You got to go. Guess what? I'm on my way. I done packed my stuff and everything. Whatever it is I want to do. Sometimes God will stop me from things or stop you from things. My friend, he was gun ho to come. He left his car here. And he left stuff in his car that he wanted to come back to get. He wasn't expecting to be gone this long, but COVID hit. They say, okay, you get to the airport, you got to do this. You got to have within a 5 to 30 day, I think it is, COVID test that says positive. That costs money. The ticket round trip costs money. When he get here, he need money to do some other things. So, oh, my goodness. So he bent on coming. But because these things came up, he had to hold up a minute and work all these things out because he hadn't been tested yet. So he got to find a testing site. He got to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But he's determined. So faith. Gonna bring it. But sometime, I said that to say this too, sometime God will stop you. See, he was gung-ho on coming the date he wanted to come. God stopped that date. Oh, no. Now, I will allow you to get these things done, and you keep believing, I'm gonna give you a date. And that date that I give, that's the date you'll go. Sometimes God knows what's best for us. One day, I did everything under the sun to get up out of here. Couldn't go. Took a shower, washed my hair, ironed my clothes, you know, lotion down, did all I was supposed to do, cleaned up, this, that, had my breakfast, had coffee, whatever I wanted to do. Time come to go, I couldn't move. Where are the keys? I put my keys in the same place. When I come in the door, I make it a habit, a practice of putting those keys in the same place. Couldn't find them. I'm like Vashawn Mitchell. Searched all over. Couldn't find them keys. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find them truck keys. And guess what? I relaxed. I didn't get a chance to put the clothes on yet. That's what it was. I didn't even get dressed yet. I was looking for the keys. Because it just come to me, I could wear your keys. I wasn't going nowhere that day because it was not his will. Monday, I was not going to have the procedure done because it was not his will. When it's his will, go ahead, Barbara. gone. But for me, if it's not his will, he's going to close every door. I remember one day I was going somewhere, the lights went off, and I didn't know how to manually open the garage door. I hadn't learned that yet. And I could have gone out the front door, but how was I going to get my truck out? I stayed here, couldn't go nowhere. That day, whole day, later that evening, the lights come back on. I could let the garage up, went where I wanted to go and come back, safe and sound. We can touch him. But if he don't touch us, we can touch him. Again, if he don't touch you, you touch him. I can praise the Lord until the anointing come down, the Spirit of the Lord. I can feel the presence. When I was in Birmingham, Alabama, that's why we had to praise God. Bishop didn't play that. What you come up in here for? If you can't shout, get out. Oh, he had some sayings. Oh, you want to sit up in here like a bump on a pickle or not on a log? Not on my watch. I opened the door so you could come in here and praise God. And if this is your first time here and you don't know how to praise him, let me help you. Open your mouth and just begin to thank God for what he's done. If you can't think of nothing else, he bless you to get up them steps and get inside this building. Tell him thank you. And I began to understand. The praises touch God. Worship touches God. Believing his word, touch him. Putting his word into action, touches him. Serving people, his people, touches him. Even serving the unsaved. Didn't we just see that woman with that alabaster box? Didn't they say she was a sinner? He didn't turn around. She behind him crying. I'm talking about it had to be some tears to wash them feet. It had to be some water flowing. He didn't turn around and say, look here, get on away from me with your sin for self. I'm the Son of God. How dare you come and touch me? No, sir. No, ma'am. He was pleased that she would do it because, see, she was behind him repenting. I'm telling you what she was doing. It said she anointed his feet. That's what the scripture said. Washed his feet with her tears. Dried them with a half. Kissed his feet. Anointed his feet with the ointment. Because while this woman standing behind him crying, she repenting in her heart. And sometimes that's where we have to repent, in our hearts, from our hearts, all the time, really. We got to repent from the heart. He hear the lip service, but God hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, it's a lie. Because our lips and our heart have to line up together in order for it to be the truth. Yeah. And we got to remember his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. But this is good news today. This is the good news. This is gospel today. If God don't touch you, you touch him. We saw he did it many times. I just showed you 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 examples. Zacchaeus up in that tree. He was short in stature. He couldn't see. So he ran ahead of everybody and climbed the tree. He knew Jesus was passing his way. And look what happened. He got up in a place where Jesus was seeing. He got up in the place where, and see, when we get in a place, God gonna see. What you say, Bob? When we get up in a place for God to see us, God is going to see. Well, Barbara, how was that? When I pray from a sincere heart, when I cry to the Lord, when I call out to him from a sincere place in my heart, my whole heart, let them know, God, I want to do right. I come today because I've been doing this, that, and the other. I no longer want to do that no more. I want you. I found you. That this woman here, she went to where Jesus was. She found him. And evidently it wasn't too hard for her to do it because that day was her day. Zacchaeus, he ran ahead and climbed the tree. That day was his day. The blind man, they tried to shut him up. No, no, no. He cried the more, thy son of David, have mercy on me. The woman with the issue of blood. All them people are probably bumping into him and rocking and reeling on one side to the other side. She said, if I can but touch the hem of the garment, I know I'll be made whole. But I got to get there and touch that garment. I don't have to touch his hand, his head, his feet, his toe, his finger. I just need to touch that garment. If I can just touch that, all the rest of them touching him. All these people. He said somebody touched him. The apostle said, well, all these people, you know somebody touched. But look, he felt a special touch. Oh, look, here today, Barbara. He felt the touch of faith. He felt the touch of belief. He felt the touch, no matter what it takes for me to do, I'm going to do it because I got to get to you. Say the virtue went out of, oh, Yasha. The virtue went out of him. Huh? So today, if we'll make up our mind, anytime things not going right, we're going to touch God. Things wasn't going right for these people. Although Zacchaeus, he was a publican and rich, things wasn't going right for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus needed Jesus. The woman had expensive ointment in the alabaster box. She needed Jesus. She didn't need no money. And a lot of times we think that's what we need. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. We think money will solve it. That's not what we need. We need a touch. We need God to touch our situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the touch. Hallelujah. And when God touches you, nothing can do nothing about it. I was in Jacksonville. JEA was the supplier of electricity. And I needed my bill paid. I had to move. And in moving, he opened the door and made a way for me to move. I didn't have no money for a deposit and the first month rent. I didn't have no money to turn on electricity. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you. I didn't have no money to turn the deposit for the water and this, that, and the other. He made a way. He did it. I didn't even concern myself over it. When I got there, they said, we pay the electric, we pay the water. When I went in, they showed me, we give a check every month for utilities according to your household size. It was me. By myself, Shante had gone to L.A., and when she come back, I had a place to live. As soon as she heard I had a place to live, she left L.A. on a jet. Ooh-wee. Came on back. Every month they gave me a utility check. They paid the water. I wasn't working. They gave me zero rent. Zero rent. And I went from there. And because they gave me zero rent, oh, look at here, I felt I had the right to volunteer. I had a right to work for them some type of way because the government was paying my rent, my light bill, and my water bill. They really didn't have a way. God made a way to do more than volunteer. They was thinking about hiring me at one point. That wasn't his will. He sent me there to do a work unto him, not unto them. Every chance I got, you see, I was touching him. I was touching him in prayer, not praying, Lord, move me out of here. It's bad in here. This the project. People going to see me as a user, a beggar. They going to see me as the scum of the earth. That wasn't a prayer. Use me in your service to bless your people. God, show me what to do for these women and children. Show me what to do for these dope boys. Huh? That's the prayer. I remember one day I had gone to the dumpster to take some trash, and when I come back, these three people was talking over by my car. And I heard the conversation, and I eased over there. And when they looked at me, they were glad I was coming to the conversation because somebody had told them, that woman there pray for you. I didn't get in myself. I didn't get in all of that. Oh, this and that. And all right. I didn't go to the rent office and report nobody. If anything, they came and reported to me. The rent office came and reported to me. Why? I was touching God. I was touching God. I was touching God. I was touching him in prayer. I was touching him in my work. I was touching him in obedience. I was touching him in love for the people that nobody cared about. Watch yourself, Barbara. You're going to move in a house after a while. Watch yourself, Barbara. God's going to give you a new truck. Watch yourself, Barbara. God's going to create an income for you. Watch yourself, Barbara. He going to even create a budget to make the truck payment. Keep touching him and watch what he does for you. Oh, he did great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to go to one more song of the morning. And when I come back, we are coming back still talking about if God does not touch you, you touch him. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one.
Our arms open wide. Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Luther Barnes this morning. And spirit fall down on me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's a way to touch God. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you about this. Sometime we'll go for one thing and God will give us another. Sometime we'll go and we feel like we're not doing nothing. Where we are, it's a lowly place and it's not much. And we're looking at everybody else and what they got. But when I think back on the baby Jesus, which he's not a baby anymore now. he became a grown man. But thinking back on the way God sent his son into the world, he sent his son through a virgin. And then he sent his son to be birthed in a lowly place, in a manger, in a stable. When his son grew up, he allowed John the Baptist, Jesus' first cousin, to baptize him, or his cousin, to baptize him. He didn't send Jesus in the wilderness baptizing. He sent John to baptize Jesus. But God opened up the heavens and the dove was ascending and he let him know, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Look at the way I sent him, humble. I didn't send him out before you to let you know who he really is, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He didn't come out in a big fancy chariot with the king robes on and a crown on his head. Hallelujah. And look who baptized him, the man who clothed was camel's hair. He ate wild locusts and honey, and he lived in the wilderness. I let this man baptize my son. Boy, look at here today. Huh? Humble and lowly, don't think more of ourselves than we ought to. We can touch God. But see, when we better than everybody else and everything else, you can't touch God. You're spinning your wheels. He shine on the just like he do the unjust. But if we're going to touch God, he's going to change our lives. He's going to save us. Every one of these people that touched him, he saved them. Told that woman they was calling a sinner, you saved. Told Zacchaeus, I believe it was, salvation has come to your house today. Zacchaeus touched him. He ran ahead and climbed the tree so folk could see him. I mean, so Jesus could see him up in the tree. They was blocking his view. And again, this morning, bills may block your view. On the job, the supervisor, what's going on may block your view. You don't see the whole Jesus like you want to. You can't see him. They blocking your view. Your car broke down. You don't have the money for repair. It's blocking your view. Your husband said something last night or your wife and it hurt your feelings. It's blocking your view. Get where you can see Jesus. Get up high enough where you can see him. He's coming your way today. And if you'll touch him, he'll touch you back. He'll clear all that stuff from around you and make it and bring you in a place where it's just you and him. He told Zacchaeus, come on out the tree. I'm eating dinner at your house tonight. Zacchaeus was happy, I know. Because a while ago, I couldn't see him. I had to make a way to see him because he was coming my way. Now he saw me and he's coming with me to my house under my roof. The son of the true and living God. You got Jesus today. You got more than enough. If you're touching, hey, glory. I'll reach out and touch him today. Stop sitting up thinking on what's going on. Stop sitting up thinking about what you want. Touch God today so he can save you. Touch God today so you can let these things be in you that was also in him. So that you can let your mind be like his mind was. So that you can please God. You can do what's acceptable unto him today. Nothing matters but him. Oh, I know we think the job matter, our house and all these things, family members. And Nothing matters today but him. He made us for his pleasure. This is the God that can just blow and all of us will be dead. Blow us off the earth. This is the God that can shut the sun down forever. He can shut the moon down forever. He can shut the trees down forever. He can snatch the breath out of our bodies. This is the same God. Nothing matters but him. I should want to please him daily, because without him, I can't live. Without him, I can't breathe. Without him, I can't move. I can't see. I can't hear. I want to touch him. Some days I touch him because I just want to. Nothing is wrong. I just think on him and I just want to touch him. I begin to praise. I begin to talk to him sometimes. Sometimes I just begin to worship him. Sometimes I just dance before him because I know he see the dance, and it's not a dance unto nobody but him. Sometimes I just want to sing unto him. I'm not singing to you. I'm singing unto him. I'm telling him, what a mighty God I serve. What a mighty God I serve. Father, angels bow before you. The heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God I serve. Huh? Oh, you a loving God I serve. You a loving God I serve. Hey, angels bow before you. The heaven and earth adore you. You a loving God I serve. See, sometimes I want to make my own words up. Ah, yes, according to how I'm feeling, according to how I want to touch him. I make my own songs up. Sometimes I sit on the couch and just think about him and just go to kicking and shaking. Why? Woo! He's on my side today. He's for me, and I know it. I got him. I got Jesus. I got him. I'm telling you this morning, I have him. If I lay down and close my eyes for the last time on this side, I want you to know this. I'm going to be with him. You ain't got it to worry about. I am going to be with him. I got my business fixed. It don't make me perfect. It make me prepared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He love us today. He love us all. He don't just love me and don't love you. He love us all. He's no respecter of persons. Did you see they said a woman was a sinner? The scripture says she anointed his feet with the ointment. You can't meet Jesus and stay the same. Just reach out to him today. He's been good to us. Many of us got the stimulus, that 1400. He didn't have to do it. And something could have come up. But he knew what we needed, and he supplied the need. And if we'll plant a seed unto him, he's going to multiply so the need can keep being met. Oh, somebody don't. Pay your tithes and your offering. Go ahead. All it's going to do is bless you. God don't need your money. You need God's blessing. All he asked was 10% out of 100. You get the whole 90 and you just giving him 10 little percent, and many of us don't want to do that. That's too much. Yet he wake us up closed in our right mind. He give us the use and activities of our limbs. We have our life, our health, and our strength. And even when you pay your tithes and offering, you touching God. He see you. You gave somebody $20 to get them a few groceries. He see you. You're touching God. When I lived in the project, look here, not only did I volunteer for the people, but he opened other doors. I could help the elderly. I could help the sick. I could do laundry for them. I could sit up and talk to them. I could go to the nursing home. I remember days I drugged. I like saying that. I drugged Shante to the nursing home. I drug her right on over to the hospital. I drug her right on over there to Clara White Mission. She like, Mama, what we going to do? Just come on, let's go. We got stuff to go over here to do. I didn't know what we were going to do. I was sent. He didn't give me instructions before I went. Once I got there, he gave me instructions. And she followed right along, trusting God with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so today, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt what he's done for me. I know the day he saved me from going to hell. Do y'all hear me? He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. There was a time when light shined, I was in darkness and I couldn't comprehend. But he drew me one day, because unless he draw, I couldn't come. One day he saw fit to draw me. Hey, I needed drawing. I'm so glad he drew me one day. I was headed to a place, a bad place where I would spend eternity. But one day he had a time set when he would draw me unto him. Then I learned that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I learned that later on, but at that time, I just needed drawing. I didn't know that's what he does. I didn't know that he draws. Hey, but I soon found out. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today, God. Thank you for your drawing power. Thank you for your saving power. He don't just leave us here to go to hell. He don't just leave us alone to suffer. If we'll touch him, there's nothing he can't fix in our lives, but we must become sincere. We must let our lip and our heart line. Stop grumbling and complaining. Stop telling God all that craziness. And accept, because it's blessing you whether you know it or not, what God loves. We're better off anyway. We got to face the fact. Never stray. Turn our faith loose. God will bring us out and show us the proof. We don't need to question him. Just accept today. Accept what he allowed. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Whatever it is, it's not to kill you. It's not to hurt you. He's not that kind of God. He bringing trials forth to make you stronger. Because many places you're weak. But if you will endure these trials, they will make you much stronger. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah this morning. Unto his majesty. Yeah, Lord Jesus, we thank you today. Because many things we go through and we sit around and cry about it. Oh, they doing this to me. Oh, they did that to me. Oh, my mama said this and my daddy said that. Oh, on the job, the church people, Oh, the pastor. Look here, get over it. Everything concerns you concerns him. He already know what you're going to go through before you go through it. And you got to tell yourself this. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. Get over it because you're going in your closet. You're going in your secret closet. You're going before the throne of grace and ask God this. Lord, what would you have me to do? Because not my will must be done, but your will must be done. Lord, what should I do? That's how you touch God. You don't touch him by all the crying and grumbling and complaining and this, that, and that's not going to touch him. But when you tell him, not my will, but thy will be done, strengthen me, Lord, as your will being done in my life, you touching him. He going to move for you. Yeah. I don't know why I have to cry sometimes. That's what you'll start singing. I don't know why, Lord, I have to sigh sometimes. But there's going to be a perfect day. Trouble, get out of the way. I don't know why. Oh, but I'll find out by and by. Hallelujah. I don't know why, Lord, I have to cry sometimes. I don't know why, Lord, my my poor heart bleeds. Sometimes there's gonna be a perfect day. Trouble, get on out of the way. I don't know why, oh, but I'll find out by and by. Yeah, you're gonna find out soon, because he's gonna speak to you and let you know, Barbara, your trials come to make you strong. Some days he'll just come on with the full thing and let you know, Barbara, I'm allowing this because I'm teaching you. Lord, what's the lesson in this? And he'll begin to unfold the lesson. Barbara, I needed them to say that to you in that way, and then I'm going to show you what happened. They said they wouldn't. They said they couldn't. And they said they didn't want to do it anyway with your black self. But watch this, Barbara. They come back and ask me the question. I answered the question, and they told me this. Well, okay. Well, look, can you use this with my black self? I touched them because I didn't come against them. I didn't have an ill feeling towards them. I didn't say a hard word. I accepted what God allowed. And guess what? Went on through the trial, and he turned the trial into goodness for me. He turned the trial into a miracle for me. Yeah. So that's why we don't want to grumble and complain. We don't want to cry and mourn and sob and wallow and like a spoiled child. Because I know, I believe I'm spoiled by Almighty God. Yeah, I feel that way about him. I feel like what I ask for, I get. Huh? I feel like anytime I need him, he's there before I say anything. I feel many days like in him, I'm just all of that and a bag of donuts. Yeah, Lord Jesus. I feel like I'm just all of that in him because of his love for me. We heard the preacher yesterday. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters he lifted me. Today safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. For God so loved me. Hallelujah. He lifted me to safety. And I'm grateful unto him. I'm grateful this morning. All the trials I've gone through. All the things I'm going through. All the things I will. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's going to be right there to the end. I just got to keep touching him and touching him. When he's not touching me, I want to touch him. And we can do it today. We can touch him with our life, the things we do in this life. Our thinking, we can touch God. Praying, fasting, praising, worshiping, serving others, we can touch God because God needs somebody. I was down in Orlando at a crazy hotel. And the people knew we wasn't the norm. And we went down to leave that morning, the next morning. There was a lady and her son there. And he had mental health issues. The enemy had snatched his mind. This lady began to testify. And begin to testify about her son and her brother had passed. And she said she was real concerned because she didn't know where her son was. And she didn't know where her brother was. In other words, she didn't know if they had made it with God. She said if her brother loved the cars, the Mustang cars, you know, that little short car, I think it come out in the 60s. She said her brother loved a Mustang. And she went to bed and prayed. And she had a dream. And her son and her brother was riding in a Mustang. Hey, glory, glory. Hey, Lord, thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. She said, and the son was just a waving and a yelling at her, Mama, Mama, I'm with Uncle So-and-so. Mama, I'm doing real good. Don't worry about me, my mama. I'm good. I'm waiting on you to get, Mama. I'm waiting on you to get here, Mama. I'm doing real. She said when she woke up, she knew right then that God was taking care of her younger, and he was taking care of her brother. Because many times God can't show you just to flat up what it is. He bring a family member that you trust to show you, because you can receive it better. If he brought the angels of the Lord, you may not be able to receive that because of their position. But if he bring your mama or your daddy, you trust them. You're not afraid of them. So she wanted to know where they were, and God showed her that they had gone with him and that they was having a good, she said they was having a good time. Her brother was driving his favorite car, not a flaw on the car. She said when she looked at her son in the dream and the brother, wasn't a flaw on them. Let's say the brother had a cut on the side, no cut on the side of his face. The son didn't have no bumps from acne and all of that. They were perfect specimens. And she said he was just a waving at her and a yelling at her. Mama, I'm all right. Mama, I'm doing good, Mama. And he was excited about her getting, Mama, I can't wait until you get here. Oh, Mama. That took the burden off her. When she went to the Lord and asked the Lord about her child and her brother, she touched God. Anything that concerns us today, we can touch him and he will give us an answer. Yeah. I can say, Lord, where I put my shoes at? I can't find them black shoes I want to wear today. All of a sudden, it'll come to me. Look on the second rack in the closet. Look in that red box. Huh? He's that kind of God. Lord, I don't know what to wear today. Show me what to wear. He'll put an outfit together for me. I get too many compliments that day. Like, I know why they compliment me, Lord. You put this together. He's able, he's able. If we'll surrender our all to him today, just surrender it all to him. Give it all to him. Let go, let go, let go today, and let God have his way in our lives. Look, if he loves you, he's not going to hurt you. If he so loves you, he let his begotten son suffer, hang, bleed, die for us. So whatever he's allowing, let's accept it. Because in the end, it's working together for our good. It's working to bless us. It's working to make us better than we are. And we want to be better in God. We want to be better in the world. We want to be better to our children, better to the people we come in contact with. We want to be better wives, better mothers, better sisters, better daughters, better aunts, better nieces, better cousins, better workers. We want to be better than we are. God is the one who can get us there if we can but trust him. Hallelujah. And we thank him this morning because he made it possible. He made it possible for us. Yeah. And I thank him. I've been trying to come down with a cold, look like for 3 weeks. It just won't come. It won't come. And it's going to have to go. But it keep trying. That's the devil's job, to try. Yeah, he's still on his job. But I bind it up today in Jesus' name. And it's got to go to the pits of hell and never to return. Never return. Anything that's not like God that's coming my way, I cast it to the pits of hell. Digestion and anything else, I cast it to the pits of hell. And not come back in Jesus' name. And it's all right today. I'm thankful unto the Lord. I talked to Sister Dorothy Goodman this morning. We chatted quickly. And she told me where she was headed to. I really didn't want her to go. But I didn't want to discourage her either. So I told her, okay, go on, and I'm praying that this is, you know, not God's will, you know. So she said, well, they didn't have what I wanted over there. I'm back home. I said, yeah, to myself, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Yeah, you see, he's able to see us through. I prayed at 12 o'clock, and I've seen God move by 1 o'clock. Now, I know y'all may not understand that. Because when I prayed the prayer, it was the prayer of faith, and I let it go. I went on and forgot about it. Then I got a phone call. Oh, it's done, this and that and that. Just tell him thank you and keep moving. Keep touching him. Keep touching him. Yeah. And that was a beautiful thing she did at his feet. Did y'all see that? She didn't get his hands and looking up in his face. She got down to them feet, humble. Because that's where God wants us to be, humble, lowly and humble. I can't tell you about all this big time stuff. I'm not into all of that. See, I don't have to have a limousine. I don't have to ride in a Bentley. I don't have to ride in the Beamer, the Rolls Royce. I can ride in a 1935. Well, I can ride in a 2001. I can ride in a 1981, a 91, whatever it is, as long as I get from point A to point B. He gave me the new truck because I wanted it. Not because I'm just all of that and I just have to have something new. No. He gave me this house because I prayed for it and I asked for what I wanted and that's what he did. Not because I'm all of that and I couldn't live in the project, because I did. Best time I had in that project. And I can't lie to you, I miss it some days. Yeah, I do miss it. I even miss the people. I talked to one yesterday, my old neighbor. Talked to her yesterday. She, yes, ma'am. I said, you need a whipping. That's what you need. I said, and I told your sister, she need a whipping. Yeah. But you see, God have a mighty sweet way. And when you love him, you'll give him a try. And it's nothing you won't do for him. And that what you do for him, you'll find out it bring great blessings. You'll be so glad you did it. I'm so glad today he made me an offer I could not refuse. He made me the offer. I was something serious out there. I was Prince Pittman's daughter and just all of that. And oh, my, it was just ridiculous. It's just, oh, my goodness. He come in and he showed me who I really was. A sinner that need to be saved by his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He came in and showed me who I really was. With my crazy self. How you out here committing all this wrong and you think you all of that? How is it? I'm going to show you who you really is. I walk through the prison doors just all that because I'm not like these other prisoners. I am not like these other inmates. Yeah, I had a mama and a daddy. I come from a church. Well, they taught you something, and they wanted you to go to school and be educated. The Lord said, I'm going to show you who you really is. Look around you. Who you in here with? Y'all excuse me for laughing. How many know birds of a feather flock together? You did the same. You went the same way they went to get here. You didn't do the same thing, but you went the same way. You committed crime. So now if you're all of that, what you doing here? Oh, he'll fix it up for you. He'll show you you. And I became humble then. Yeah, I learned some sense then, as they say. I got my right mind then. But I like the way God do things. Lowly and humble. Look at Jesus, the Son of God. The Son. Son of the true and living God. He could have had anything he wanted to have. He didn't come with all that foolishness. I saw nothing in his hands when he was walking. I didn't see him with a suitcase. Mm-mm. I didn't even see him with a Bible. I didn't see him with a big ball of oil or a big thing of water. I saw him walking. I mean, going on to the next place to bless the next group of people, and people was just following him. He knew they was following him, and he liked them following him. And I'm sure from time to time he went back and did different things amongst the followers, and they was in awe. Because some days he put me in awe. He do things, and I'm like, that's all I can say. Then some days he wowed me. Some days all I can say, wow, thank you, Jesus. But I'm floored. I'm amazed. I'm just in awe over what he does. I shouldn't be, but many days I am. Yeah. It's just a wonderful, beautiful thing. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning. The studio is open. If there's anyone have something this morning they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one today and come in. Yeah, we want to hear from you. Yeah, we got time and we're waiting. I'm going with Evie McKinney this morning. And bring the whole hood with me. Y'all know I love this one right here.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. Seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm gone now, and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. Woo! I told y'all I'm gonna make it, and when I make it, I'ma bring the whole.
Yeah.
there, Eva McKinney, that's my girl right there. Eva got the right mentality. Yeah. Eva says she bringing the whole hood. When God bless her, she going back and get her whole town, her whole community. Those that she know was in dire straits. Those that she know needed some help. She just wasn't going to be Eva McKinney making all the money, buy her mama house and move out the community and forget the people that was back there. She said, no, she was bringing everybody that she could with her. Yeah, and I like that thought. I like the way Eva was thinking, because that's what we should do. We should look out for others. We should go back. We get on. God bless us. We become rich. We become famous. We got more than we need. We should look back and see who we can help back there. You yet touching God. I don't know what all Eva was doing or wasn't doing, but I know that thought touched God. She said everything she was praying for, it was knocking on her door. Everything she had asked God for, he was bringing it. And she wasn't going to forget the people back there who didn't have. And I understand that, and I love that. I love blessing children. Yeah. If I had money, every child that I could would have something that they really want. It might be a pair of sneakers. It might be an outfit. The girls, they might want to learn how to do hair and do makeup, and I want them to have it. Some might want to learn how to read and just get a bunch of books and have a place to read these books. You know, all like kids like different things. There may be some elderly people that I can help. There may be some women and children I can help. There may be some men that I can help. Yeah. I can be a blessing to them, never expecting nothing back. Never expecting them to give me a pat on the back. But I want to tell you this. This was done because of God. I'm telling you, not because of me, but because of God. So I really need you from a sincere heart to tell him thank you. Now, you do that for me, oh, you got me. You got me in your hip pocket. I'm walking with you. Yeah. Because we need to give God some praise. We need to give God some honor. He has done so much for us. I should be dead and gone. Still here. Still here. Yet giving me another chance daily to get it right with him. I can serve more. I can love more. I can give more because he left me here. Huh? And I'm blessed. Yeah. Sometimes I listen to people and the words agree with your adversary quickly. And I have to just say yes and go on because they're not thinking the way I think. It's me, my, and I. It's all about me. And these kind of people, they're concerned about what others say about them. I'm not. Say what you got to say about me. I'm touching God. You hear me? I'm touching. I know how to touch God. So talk about me, whatever you want to do about it, it's okay with me because I'm touching God. And I'm not touching him to destroy nobody. I'm touching him because I need a touch. I draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to me. He has blessed me to be a blessing to others. Not with just words that he used out my mouth, but tangible things. Some days I look back at that and I say, Lord, I'm in the project. And this is what you're doing from the project, Lord. I'm talking about blessing many people with tangible things. Yeah, I remember I was able to give a family my truck. I think it was a 1995 Ford Explorer in good shape. That thing run real good because the people that had it, they took very good care of their vehicles, of their automobiles. And they sold that truck to me for $500. I promise you it was worth maybe $2,500 or more. I gave my truck to a family that was in dire straits. God turned around and gave me a car that I did minimum repairs on that lasted me 9 years. I didn't grumble and complain. Matter of fact, I didn't want to give up the car. The Lord was giving me better, but I didn't want to give up my 98 Ford Contour in 2013. I wanted to hold on to it a little bit longer. I'm around there talking, no, I don't owe no payments on this. I'm keeping this. And the Lord said, look, if you let this go, I'm going to give you something, and I'll make the payment. Now, all this already paid off. See, sometimes we're telling God some craziness and don't even know we're telling him that because he hid. He let the contour shut down. We called it the Silver Soldier because it was silver. He let it completely shut down on the street. Oh, y'all couldn't imagine. I was upset a little bit over that thing. Oh, I'm not going to be driving the Silver Soldier no more. Because, look, I used to put it on the interstate. Every now and then, they told me to blow it out. Every now and then, I put it on the interstate and do 85 in. Yeah, on heading up 295. And I told my niece about it. She was like, come on now. I said, hey, you have to blow it out every now and then. She said, you better stop that. Not that the car going to go bad or anything, but don't do that. The state troopers get you now. I said, yeah, they got to catch me first. Oh, yeah, I remember them days. Because I thought that contour was all of that because it was paid for. All I did is pay insurance, renew my tag registration, keep tires on it, keep the oil changed, and, you know, stuff like that, keep maintenance up on it, and keep it washed and things, and I thought I was doing something. The Lord trying to bless me with better, and I'm fighting him. No, I'm going to keep this raggedy car. Eventually, he let it shut down and showed me. Now, I think you're going to go get this, what I got for you. I mean, a beautiful truck he gave me. A 2010 Toyota RAV4. Clean. Oh, my goodness, that thing was clean. Looked like it had just come off the showroom floor. I only kept it for 2 years, and then he gave me something brand new. Yeah, Toyota brand, and it was new. He's able. Keep touching him. Keep touching him, like right now. You're going to keep touching me, Barbara. And I'm going to bless you to build that community you want to build for the people. Keep touching me, Barbara. And I'm going to bless you to build a place for the homeless. Keep touching me. I'm going to bless you with a place for those with mental health, and they'll get the right treatment. Keep touching me, Barbara. Yeah. Because, see, I kept touching him in the project. Ended up with the car, the truck in the house. Many more things. Fresh anointed, all kind of stuff he gave me. Renewed my strength in him. Oh, yeah. The trials, they matter. They really do matter. And sometimes you in a trial and look like that's what you're feeling. But just touch God so he can give you strength to go on through the trial. It's okay. But we always trying to get out of it. We trying to wiggle our way out that trial. Lord, you said I could praise my way through. Just hold on a little bit longer, Barbara. I'm trying to teach you some things. And I believe that's why he said, wait on me, be of a good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart. I just need you to wait on me. Because he's teaching me some things. I'm learning more. And I'm grateful. So listen, if no one have anything they would like to say, I'll do quick roll call. And we'll get out a little bit early this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Again, good morning, Sister Mira Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, God baby, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Brunella, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philly, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Pastor Herring, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Sister Kim Hobbs, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And I think I saw my 708 this morning. Yeah, I did. Good morning, area code 708. God bless you this morning. And 907, God bless you, God bless you. And listen, intercessors, I need you to pray with me. And we're going to pray for this one person. They're having a little pain and thing. And they said it wasn't real bad. It was just, a nagging, aggravating pain. You know, it wasn't real severe. So we'll pray for them, and then I'm going to pray us out this morning. And we're praying the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done this day. We thank you for your move. We thank you that when we touch you, you touch us back, and that, God, we can touch you. We're grateful for everything you've given unto us, great and precious things. You've made ways where we see no way. You've opened doors. We didn't even know a door was there. And we thank you this morning because you're our God, the true and living God that have all power. There's no higher power than your power. We thank you for what you did for us. You sent your son, Jesus. He suffered, bled, hung, died, conquered all, and rise with all power, rose with all power. And Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petitions known unto you. We thank you this morning that we can build a relationship with you. You're the God that saves. We thank you that you're the God that heals. We love you this morning. We appreciate you and we're grateful unto you again, Father, for there's none like you. Thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. And as we depart, Father, remember those again who didn't get the 1400. Remember those, God, that are in dire straits. You know what they're standing in need of today. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And those that received the 1400, God, let them give in the name of Jesus to others, Lord, that have less than they have. We know you're a way maker. And for the seed planting, God, you're going to send a harvest. As we depart this morning, Father, we pray for the pain to leave this sister. Whatever it may be, ribs, sinus, headache, whatever it is, oh God, we ask that you would heal right now. Heal the sinus. Heal the ribs. Heal the head, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every sickness and cast it back to the pits of hell. Every disease, and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lose healing over this woman this morning in the precious name of Jesus. And as we depart today, Father, we ask that you would bless our going out, bless us coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, do it today. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, March the 17th, 2021. In Jesus' name. So at this time, we're going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. A blessed day.